Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
Thank you, Arts. Thank you, Iris, for the prelude this day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Lord's house this bright sunny day as we gather during the season of Pentecost. Sponsorship of this radio was done by Crystal Ferris, who passed away about a month ago. She signed our sheet and she gave us the cost of the radio, but then she left us. She has died and has gone on to the church triumphant. The flowers on the organ and the altar flowers are a gift as well in memory of Crystal in her life in this world. This last week in Our Savior, just good bad news, Brad Ferns of this congregation, Doreen and Bill Ferns were parents. He was the second oldest in the family, and at age 62 he passed away due to cancer. So did that memorial service this week. His wife Dawn continues to be with him. She's alive, she's doing well, and they went through hospice care until the end of his journey. We also had another death that took place. You may have seen an obit, or at least a mention of it, or heard about it. Marion Thomas of this congregation passed away. Last week and Saturday, she entered Mercy Hospital, ICU. Sunday she was there, Monday when I got to see her. She was lucid, we had good conversation together. Went home on Tuesday, Wednesday she died. So the family is gonna choose a time, they don't know when that will be, for a memorial service for Marion Thomas. So that will be occurring. Trying to think those kind of details and important things that have been part of this church this week. This next week, and we will have a temple talk today for Rise Up, and surprisingly, it will not be by an adult, but an adult on the rising, right there. So Jenna Marie will be doing the temple talk this day after the first reading. Donna wanted me to mention at this service, and I'll repeat it at second service, Martha Martell, who's been from birth part of this congregation, but for 38 years lived in San Diego until her father passed away and she came home to be with her mother, Irma Martell. Then she has passed away. Martha will be leaving Port Huron for good, picking up and moving back to San Diego, which is where her roots are. So we're going to do a coffee hour for her next Sunday, because that's her last Sunday to be here. So if you can be with us after the 11 o'clock service, we're going to do a farewell for Martha Martell. Well, that's some of the details in the lives of people. We've come to worship, so if you'll please rise, we begin it. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the one who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess that we have not loved your grace to set us free. We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word of love freely given to us, and yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than moving it outward. Forgive us. Stir us. Reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to speak for what is right, act for what is just, and seek the healing of your whole creation. Amen. God does hear our cry. He sends the Spirit to change us, to empower our lives in this world. Our sins are forgiven. God's love is unconditional. And we are raised up as God's people, and we will always be made new in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing our entrance hymn, God is Here. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our hymn of praise this day is I Come With Joy, selected verses 1, 2, and 5.
Mm-hmm. us one, the love that makes us.
If you'll join me in the prayer of the day. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding as servants of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated as the word is read for us.
Today's reading tells of the suffering of the prophet Jeremiah, who announced God's word to Judah, but was met with intense opposition and persecution. Jeremiah continues to trust in God in the midst of his suffering. The first reading comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, verses 18 through 20. It was the Lord who made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their evil deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, and I did not know it was against me that they devised schemes, saying, "Let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered." But you, O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, who try the heart and the mind, let me see your retribution upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Gary. And our temple talk by one of our young adults.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Jenna Marie, and I am here to talk to you about the Rise Up campaign with insights from a young person like me, and how it can not only benefit the adults, but also the younger generation of Christians. God said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbors as thyself." And that is what Rise Up is here to do, such as doing homebound calls, going together to visit the homebound and check up on what they need, communion calls, going to those who cannot come to give them communion, shepherding calls, calls to non-active members and new members to inspire and welcome, make comfortable, and to tell these members what's going on in the church, asking what they need. Rise Up will be able to bring these people together all under God's arms. This will help not only expand the church, but expand ourselves. We will be able to bond, which will help us become a stronger congregation, which will help us grow stronger with the Lord, our God. Rise Up is a rare blessing that can help make this sort of thing possible. Another goal for the Rise Up campaign is to bring...
If you are true to God, in the gospel last week, Jesus reminded us that if we're going to follow him, it's not just lip service. When he asked Peter, "Who do you say I am?" Peter's response, "You are the Christ of God, the one sent in the name of our God." He was told not to say anything. That's where this gospel reading picks up. But he also points out to them, there's a lot of things coming your way. It's going to be rough. It's going to be full of conflict. And it may seem like you're losing. So we pick up at that point with the readings. And if you look on page 5 with Jeremiah, Jeremiah was just one of many of the prophets of the Old Testament. Monday nights, we're studying Isaiah and the prophets. That when God called them, they were always reluctant to follow. They didn't feel qualified. They felt inferior and kind of, I think, timid. Like, "Send somebody else, God. Don't send me." And in spite of their protests, like Isaiah and Jeremiah, God still chose them to be his mouthpiece, to speak to a people that didn't want to listen. Have you ever been in a social setting when conversations are flying and you're trying to make your point and nobody's listening to you?
You ever find that everybody's trying to talk each other and doesn't listen to individual statements and hidden and subtle kind of messages, not just the words, but also the feelings behind them? Well, the disciples, the prophets were those kind of people who had to speak, but all the while warned by God, they're not going to listen to you. Then why even send you? Spare me. But it was God's attempt to reach people like you and I, to speak the word that we may save our lives. So as Jeremiah in today's lesson says, I was like a gentle lamb. I didn't know what you were sending me into, God. I think most parish pastors have experienced that some entire life. You get to a congregation, it looked all polished and really shiny and just the ideal match. And then when you get there and you start to discover what really was beneath the veneer, you kind of say, why'd you do this? I felt so innocent, but now I am before and in the midst of my people. They're talking about me, Jeremiah says over on the next page. They're devising schemes against me. They're figuring, let's cut them down so we don't have to put up with this. But the Lord, you, O Lord, you have judged righteously. You try the heart and the mind, and I pray for retribution. In a Christian context, that has to change, doesn't it? It's kind of the old context of the Testament, the old covenant. Strike them down, Lord. Listen to some of the Psalms that will say that. I demand, Lord, you act against them for my sake. We know in a Christian context, it's not that at all. It's like, Lord, forgive me and forgive them who transgress against me. But Jeremiah is speaking out of being squashed by the results he's getting from his messages and understanding there's a real clash going on. You come to James. James last week talked about the human tongue. It's the thing that is the hardest to bridle. It wants to talk, it wants to gossip, and it commits itself to unholy things. Today's reading, let all things that come in our human relationships, our human conversations, show no envy, no selfish ambition. Don't be boastful. Don't speak falsehood to the truth. That's not godly, he says. It comes down not from heaven. It comes from this earth. It's unspiritual. It's devilish. It comes out of envy and selfish ambition. There'll be disorder and wickedness of every kind. Of course, in my ministry, I had one pointed person in my Indianapolis congregation. Bob would always come up to me at nomination time and he'd say, Pastor, get me on the ballot. I said, Bob, I don't do the ballot. The committee does. Well, I want to change things here. I want to show them the right way to do it. I said, that's all the more reason, Bob, for you not to be on the council. Don't do it out of your ambition. You want to work collaborative. You want to work with people. Your position on a council or a leadership in the body of Christ is not to have your way, but to work with people to find it to be their way. Bob never got it. All things that you do, James says, should bring in peace. Look for peace. And if there are conflicts and disputes among you, where do you think it comes from? They don't come from your cravings. Are they not at war with you? You want something you don't have, so you commit murder. You covet something, cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask, you don't receive, because what you're asking is wrong. Now, that's a heavy judgment, but James, if you understand who James is, we call him a half-brother of Jesus. He was born under Mary, just as Jesus was. He wasn't present and shown as one of the disciples, but obviously at the resurrection, something spun James around, that he became not only the champion of the faith, but the defender of the faith, and one of the leaders of the Christian church in Jerusalem. He talks about this kind of a life, that we should steer, guide our lives in such a way we don't become instruments unwillingly and unknowingly of the powers of this world, but rather to submit ourselves, he says, to God. So resist the devil will leave you. Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. What a promise. But it's the hardest thing to let go, isn't it? Our will versus God's will. But as we grow to let down our will and say, Lord, here I am, send me, then you begin to understand how God can use that in a mighty way. In the gospel lesson of the day, Mark, continuation of the gospel, he has already told them when he asked Peter and the disciples, who do others say I am, last week, he says, now, if you're going to follow me, understand what's coming our way. He lays it down. This is the third time Jesus says, I'm going to die. I am going to see this mission through. So when he said that, of course, Peter said last week, oh no, don't let this happen to you, because then our show is over. He says, no, it's got to happen. So he asked the disciples in the text for us on page 10, what were you talking about and arguing as you're walking along the path following me on the way to Capernaum? You're kind of embarrassed. You ever get caught saying something and you wished they didn't hear you? So they asked and kind of hem-haw around. They were silent. They argued with one another, though, who would be the greatest? Now you got to open this word up. This is secular power. Who's going to call the shots? Who makes the decisions? Whose will prevails over other people? Jesus responds, this is not what my kingdom is. My kingdom is not to lord your power over others. My kingdom is about you becoming a servant to others. Part of the Rise Up campaign is to teach Christians in our Southeast Michigan Synod to once again reclaim our identity and our purpose as God's people, to be servants to the world. Servants to our congregation, service to the kingdom of God, and even if we don't get results, we have sown the seed. And that seed is the word of God. Our mission is to extend ourselves beyond our walls, not just to the walls. It's a mission that calls us to treat the stranger and the child, like Jesus says, welcome them. Don't push them out. Welcome them into my presence. Because if you welcome the child, you're receiving me. And if you receive me, you're also getting a package deal. You're getting my Father too. The least of these. Do ministry to and for in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of times things happen and we kind of say, especially if resources are tight or human resources, material resources, or monetary resources, people start turning inward. And the important thing is to be faithful to Christ and be both inward and outward in our mission, in our outreach. God gives us supplies, as he did for his disciples during these precarious days. As Jesus announces his death, he will take them through Good Friday. He'll let them see him on Resurrection Day. And by his Holy Spirit, they were empowered to be his presence in this world. You and I are the remnant. We're part of what that is, continuing on for 2,000 years to be servants, knowing that there's difficulty and there's going to be trouble along the path if we are faithful, but faithful is not optional. It's mandatory. May the grace of God strengthen us to do our mission. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us, remain with us always. Amen. Our hymn of the day is page 21, All Are Welcome.
Of faith and worlds of grace.
We continue with our prayers. The Lord's Prayer is there. If you'll please rise, we shall sing it. Yes, I know, but it just wasn't in for us. We'll still do the prayers, Jane, okay. Please. You can remain seated.
Freed by God in Christ to live and love and serve, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's beloved creation. Gracious God, you gather congregations together by the power of your word. Bless leaders with the gifts of wisdom and discernment as they seek to make your church the community for which you long. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creative God, blue whales and honeybees sing the goodness of the earth. Glaciers and deserts declare your greatness. Make us good stewards of our home for the generations to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, you raise up governments to protect the widow and orphan. Bless citizens with wisdom and discernment as they choose leaders. Inspire leaders to always seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, you desire health and wholeness. Reconcile the conflicts and disputes among us. Teach us to heal the trauma of racism and poverty. Break our hearts open to all those who suffer and mourn. Today in our prayers, Lord, we remember Iris Cook, Carrie Harper, Alexandra Rostoni, Gary Pike, Maria Romp, John Pinnell, Elaine Pinnell, Mike Parker, Michael Petty, Bev Chittister, John Langoff, Sly Langoff, Elvira Colfhard, Rhonda Crosby, Andrew Cataldo, Kelly Parker, and Anna Parker, Holly Allen, Donald Seltzer, Susan Phillips, Don Cooper's brother, and we remember the families of Dolores Arndt with her passing, and the family of Marion Thomas with her passing. We pray for those serving our nation, Lord, overseas and abroad, Tristan Morrison, Jamie Soulier, and Rob Nolan, and those that have returned safely from their service at home and overseas, and those returning into our communities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Welcoming God, you place your children among us. Teach us to honor the children in our midst and to pay attention to what they can teach us about who you are. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You surround us with a cloud of witness who announce the good news of abundant life to a sad and needy world. Make us a pilgrim people, always telling the story of your loving kindness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Gracious God, you know our hearts, our minds, and our feelings, and our prayers. We raise them all up to you, Lord, asking in your kindness and your grace to do the best and do what is right for us and for you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now you are seated, and we did the Lord's Prayer. What had happened is she had the prayers, I don't. It didn't get printed, so I didn't have a chance to talk to her. So now we did the prayers. Thank you very much, Jane. Our service continues as we receive our gifts for the work of the Lord's Church. Between services, we have the meeting of the Board of Education and Youth Ministry. So we'll be meeting in the classroom down the hallway. Tuesday night, we'll have nominating committee. Budget committee met this last Tuesday and completed their task to present to the church council. So that is done. Next Sunday, we'll have evangelism meeting at 8:30 between services. And I believe that your brother has passed away, right? So the prayers for Michael Petty are to strengthen the family with his passing. When did he pass, Judy?
Monday night.
So we support you in prayer, my dear. That has occurred in this congregation, too much death. We're preparing the newsletter this week. It will be mailed on Wednesday, so you'll get the updated one for October coming your way. And Bible studies at Our Savior for those in the community. Monday night is a study on the book of Isaiah. Thursday night is called the Lutheran Handbook, which is a cute little piece, which we're using on Thursday night. Both studies are from 6:30 to 8 o'clock here at Our Savior. Oh, and remember the second Sunday of October, we want to keep that before you, is the blessing of the animals. It was cute last Sunday. One of our families, I won't mention the Downing's name, had brought their dog in before the service, and then they realized it wasn't last week. So they retreated, put their dog back home, and came back to us. They could have had a blessing then, too. So. Our worship continues as our gifts are presented. We sing our offertory, Lord, in whose love and service. And we sing the first and last verses, 1 and 4. Please rise.
God of life, you give us these gifts of the earth, these resources of our life and our labor. Take them, offered in great thanksgiving, and use them to set a table that will heal the whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and light.
Amen. God, creator of all things, speaking reformation into being, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, raising the dead. Holy Spirit, living voice, calling and enlightening his church. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Closing hymn, for those who don't know that there are three verses, they are there for you. Jesus loves me, this I know.
Go in peace. Sound the good news.
Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church. It begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.